I'm at the Open University in a semi-noisy canteen in the Beryl building, and I'm with you, sir. Your Twitter name is M. Weller, am I right?
That's right, Professor Martin Weller.
What's your role here today?
I'm Professor of Educational Technology in the Institute of Educational Technology, and I'm here to talk today about the OU's annual conference.
Excellent. An annual conference, where will that happen?
This year, as a big experiment, it's all online, so only online, and it's open to everyone. It's not just OU people, anyone can come in and participate.
An online conference, open to absolutely everybody. You're asking for trouble.
I think so, yeah. We used to host every year kind of on campus. It's the OU's annual technology and teaching and learning conference. But this year, we thought we'd try something new. So it's online in Cloudworks, a space called Cloudworks, if you look that up. And the synchronous sessions are going to be held in Illuminate, and they're open, so anyone can come in, don't have to be OU people, anyone who's got an interest.
Now, I've been to conferences where you have people streaming in from other countries that can't make it in or don't want to for environmental reasons, but a whole conference online, how does Cloudworks work? Is it a paid-for thing? Is it downloadable by anybody?
Cloudworks is an OU platform, so that's where the asynchronous discussion will take place. So we've kind of set up a number of different areas for people to talk about the different themes. And Illuminate is just, will give you a URL you go to and just opens up a synchronous session. So the conference takes place on the 22nd and 23rd of June. There's four sessions, so morning and afternoon of each one. And the theme of the conference is openness in education. So as that was the theme, we thought we'd best be open as well.
That's brilliant. So as it's online, are you finding yourself still restricted to GMT, sensible hours? Because people around the world may want to take part in this in their own more sensible hours.
Yeah, so the synchronous sessions are going to be GMT. So it'll be, I think, 9.30 to 12.30 is the morning session, and then something like 2 to 5 is the afternoon sessions. But Illuminate record sessions, so then they'll be available for playback afterwards, so people can join in whenever.
Ah, so they can comment on stuff that's been pre-recorded and viewable later on.
That's right, yeah. So the asynchronous discussion will carry on in Cloudworks sort of beyond the 2 days, and they can then watch the Illuminate and play that back and see the speakers talking.
Are there many totally online conferences happening? I guess some people might think it's just a glorified forum. If they are happening, how are they working? What's involved? How many different types of media are there?
It's an interesting thing. I mean, this is a big experiment for us. We don't know if it'll work or not, whether we'll have too many people or not enough people. People have been experimenting with them. I've done an online conference last year, which was around the future of the course, for instance, with someone in Canada. And we had a couple of hundred people come into that. So it's usually there's a synchronous element combined with an asynchronous discussion element. And around that, you might have the whole kind of social media stuff. So, for instance, we'll have a hashtag so people, if they're using Twitter or whatever, we can aggregate all those streams together and pull them into Cloudworks. So it's about trying to mix that media together, I think.
And I guess getting people aware of what's happening before, so through tools like Twitter, which you are very active on, and you have been for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, big advocate of Twitter. It's my thing. But I think everyone in the OU should sign up to Twitter. And I'm also using my blog as well, edtechie.net, to try and get people, a different type of audience to come in. So I think it'll be an interesting mix there. I think there'll be OU people, but also be the kind of wider members of the kind of blogosphere coming.
Drop some names from the blogosphere and the Twittersphere of people that you are following around education.
George Siemens, Stephen Downs, Scott Leslie, they're all good people. Brian Lamb, a big plug for the conference. Closing speaker, assuming he does come in and speak for us, is Jimmy Wales of Wikipedia.
Wowzers. So are there people using Twitter as hard as you here at the OU?
Yeah, people like Tony Hurst at Psych Media is a big user. It's an interesting thing, the use of Twitter here, because when I first joined the OU sort of many years ago, I spent ages sitting in my office not really getting to know anyone. And now if you come and you join the OU as a new member of staff, there's a kind of ready-made network. And I'm really interested in the way we can use things like Twitter to kind of work across silos. There's a kind of, often you'll see on Twitter someone saying, I'm struggling with this problem. And another person will say from a completely different department, you know, oh, I know how to solve that. Come and meet me for a coffee in 10 minutes' time and I'll go through it. So I think that kind of informal learning in the organisation is something that I'd really like to kind of push forward as well.
It's nice, nice to term silos as well, something that might may help me put my point across, because I always use the Open University as an example in conferences, whereby organisations are saying, how do we start using something like this? Well, I noticed the Open University start using it as an intranet more than anything else, talk amongst themselves. Everybody in the office, rather than shout across the office, would tweet one another. And this, I think, is a great in to learning through participation into how valuable this real-time micro-blogging platform is.
That's right. I mean, we're beginning to see kind of real tangible things come out of that and sort of connections and networks. So I know a lot of people in sort of the library, comms, and our technical department, as well as all the faculties, that I only know through Twitter. But occasionally we'll say, like, do you know, I fancy a coffee or a beer tonight, and you'll kind of meet up and have discussions around that. And from that, we've produced kind of real tangible outputs. For instance, the Facebook applications, so your Facebook applications come out of that kind of connection with people like Tony Hurst and Liam Green-Hughes.
Fantastic. Have you got a URL for the online conference yet?
There is one in Cloudworks, but it's not an easy one. If you go to cloudworks.ac.uk and search for Open University Conference, you'll find it there.
Excellent. Martin, thank you very much. And obviously people will get all the latest links if they follow you on Twitter, M. Weller.
That's right, yeah. Follow me on Twitter or my blog, edtechie.net, which I'll be posting updates.
Spell that out.
Edtechie, EDTECHIE.net.
Thank you.